Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. And welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, where we talk about turning your annual income into your monthly income. Super excited because we have like a 12 timer back. I don't know how many times Amanda Johnson's been on the show. We've lost count, and that's awesome. I'm excited to have her back. We have Amanda is the reason like my first book actually sounded readable. So beyond that, she helped me redo it three times, like twice after that. So involved in the book three times to make me sound intelligent. And then has been involved in all my books and my entire book journey. So super, obviously super grateful. And she's a dear friend. And a year ago, we got to hang out in Universal Studios with our families, which was super fun. That was a very beautiful time. And, you know, here we are, like business has continued to grow, expand as we have. So Amanda Johnson, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Super fun. Well, I always love these conversations.
Me too. And I love all the things you have going on back there behind you. It looks awesome. So many books. You've helped so many authors. Yeah. Like that's a great background. Mine's kind of meh. I'm getting new. Oh, but you probably recognize that.
Yep.
Amanda gave me that beautiful Believe World Globe, which I love, and I'm grateful for that. So let me tell you about Amanda, and then we're just gonna have a conversation, guys. Like, this is us. I literally do have a cup of green tea today. So it's like we're at the coffee shop. What do you got? What are you drinking?
Hot cacao.
Of course you are. Yes. Which, yes, chocolate I have some of
those. Ground. And it makes the Dementors go away.
It makes the what go away?
Dementors go away. You know, the Dementors from Harry Potter?
The Dementors go away. Yes, it does. Yes. I haven't had that in a minute. That reminds me, I got to bring it back out and have some. So Amanda Johnson alchemizes 25 years of transformative experiences through story literacy, writing, and a narrative medicine to fulfill her mission to equip individuals to use humanity's most innate tools to transmute the pain of their backstory into a more magically ever after for themselves, their loved ones, and those they serve. Known today as the Story Oracle, Amanda partners with organizations and individual helping professionals, creatives, coaches, CEOs, educators, and parents who want to learn how to use story writing and community to open portals of reconnection and belonging, rebuild resilience and trust, and reclaim and leverage latent superpowers in themselves and their families, workplaces, and communities. With her partners at Saved by Story, she midwives paradigm-changing brands, content, and more whole thought leaders and storytellers into the world. And just by your bio, we know you're an incredible writer. Can you write all of our bios, Amanda? All I have to say, she's amazing at turning your backstory, as you call it, into a story to inspire, transform, assist, alchemize, you know, those of us who get to touch our story. So catch us up. You were here not super long ago, but you know, I feel like there's always an evolution happening in the transformational space. And I think with COVID, with AI, with just the world being the way it is, I think things are changing all the time. So catch us up a little bit about what's going on in your world today.
Well, I think the last time that I was on with Erin, and we were launching our book, A Religion of Story, which we're retitling and we're launching this year. But that must have been 3 years ago now.
Was it?
I think it was 3 years.
See, that's so weird. I've had like a really big time warp let's be honest, like that's going to be my next book, All the Things. So it kind of doesn't surprise me, but wow, where has the time gone? Okay. Yeah. 3 years.
So 3 years, and we launched that book with the imprint of a new publishing house because I've been helping people like you. My very first client was that 2006. So helping people develop content, and then eventually, as everyone started to finish it, we created a solution for them to self-publish and kind of wrapped a team around them to help them do all of that. But eventually we got to the place where we had a few professionals who said, actually need an imprint, like maybe not a huge traditional house, but we need a hybrid option. And so I watched them walk into the world of hybrid publishing that was like the Wild West. And I often got pulled in to help with things that weren't going properly. So Aaron got he got a lot of education hearing me, you know, slam my home office door and just be like, I can't believe they're treating my people this way and we're going to fix this. And so eventually he just said, Mom, let's create a solution. So Saved by Story is that solution. We've been working on it and I folded the first business into this one. So yes. Now it's writing and publishing.
Yeah. So now somebody can come to you who wants to not only write the book, but you can help them publish it and get it out into the world, which we kind of always knew in the back of our heads was going to happen, right? You kind of always knew it had to. It took Aaron to be like, okay, Mom, let's go. Because it kind of had to, right? It had to, because you just bring a different, viewpoint. And there's I don't want to say shenanigans, but sometimes that's what it felt like, a lot of shenanigans helping. And not to say that there's not great publishing companies out there. There are. There's some really great ones. There's great people in that space. But like you and I both have experienced the opposite of that, or you've experienced that with your clients. And even, you know, on my end, when one of my publishing companies was folding, Trisha and I were frantically reaching out to you and Aaron, like, help us on the back end. Like, how do we do this? And like, what? Like, just helping us unwrap all of that. So that's super exciting because, you know, for anyone who's listening, I mean, I think it's like 85% of the population or more wants to write a book. It's probably more than that, right? Those are the people that are just, you know, honest or raise their hands. And so a lot of you who are listening, you've probably been thinking about, you know, I do want to write a book. What would that look like? And that's what we're going to talk about today. Before we get into that, though, I mean, tell everyone a little bit about, you know, because this is the Quantum Revenue Expansion podcast, right? Where it is about growth and books, you know, can lead to revenue growth. Sometimes they lead to money on the front end or through book sales. And a lot of times it's that back end that people build out where they, you know, where they make a lot of income. For you, of course, it's been the services you offer and how you help your clients. How has your relationship with money in your business and money in general transformed over the, almost... Could I say almost 2 decades that you've been in business?
Almost 2 decades. Holy crap. Yeah. Actually, as you were saying that, I was thinking, so do you remember the old days? I don't remember the name of the first program that I was in, but when you used to pull out the spreadsheets and I used to just like lose access to every superpower I had and I would just freak out like, oh my gosh, I have to do this. I just want to help people. So now it's not you, it's Aaron who gets that joy of watching my face with, and he does all the spreadsheet stuff now, which is lovely.
That's awesome.
But, what's funny is, you know, we had a partner retreat cause it's Aaron and I, and then, a few other people, partnered up in this process. And we had this retreat last month and we were talking about pricing and, you know, there's inflation, but then there's, okay, Amanda's handing off some of these things to other people. And so we're looking at all of the pricing and it was this really funny moment where I asked, like, what do you all think about this pricing? Because for me, I'm like, and they asked me and I said, I don't know that I'm the right person because I charged like 1/30th of this for my first retreat. I mean, I was trying to do the math. Yeah. And it was just one of those, you know, realizing the value across time, right? And I didn't know all of the value when I was working with you in the beginning. You know, it was, you know, editing and then watching you in networking meetings and being like, why isn't this part in your book? Can we add that to this book? You know, being able to see these different things for people and then realizing the thing that set me apart truly was the piece that sets the publishing house apart now, which is the brand awareness. you know, because it's not just, you can write a book and it can be an amazing experience and help a lot of people. But if you're an entrepreneur or you have any sort of inkling about speaking or coaching or providing product or service afterwards, like all of that has to be taken into consideration before you sit down to write, because it will shape how the book lays out. It will shape stories do you tell, which lessons do you emphasize, and all of those things. And that was something that I saw even across, because I was so deep in everybody's story and saw, I could see, like you saw for me a publishing house, I would sit with someone listening to their story and I would see them on stages or I would see them. And so I was always holding that image and what are the things that they love, the imagery, the colors, all those brandy things. And in addition to the message. And so when I saw book covers come back and I was like, Lord, these people did not even look at this person's website. Like they didn't even read the subtitle. 'Cause let's be honest, the subtitle of your last book had the image in it and they missed it. Right? I thought it was like one of those.
You're talking about mine.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. And so, but if they don't have someone on the team who's thinking with that big vision beyond just the book, where are you going? Do you have an audience that's 15 years old that will wonder if your colors and fonts suddenly change without a, how easily can someone lose trust with an audience that they've been working so hard to build trust with and support across time? And so, yeah, if you don't have that. And so then I started to realize, okay, the value of what I'm offering is much higher than I initially thought. So
You think?
I
Sorry. I
do
just
now.
love that. So today I'm gonna dive in, because we're gonna talk specifically about writing and publishing. So for those of you who've been thinking about it, even if you haven't been thinking about it, but you're like one of my coaching clients, and I'm like, you have a book in you, this is for you. Writing and publishing to maximize integration, impact, and our favorite topic here, income. But if you don't have all those other pieces, it's like if you don't have impact and you don't integrate all your schedule, hard to make the income. Or if you do make the income, it feels weird or it feels off, or you give it all away, or you spend so much there's none left over, right? Like there's all these other things that we don't have time to talk about today, but can happen. And for all those who are listening, like you're just in such good hands with Amanda. I mean, you can already tell. Like Amanda is so good at seeing the details. Like even the things you were just saying about my book, I don't even remember that stuff. Like that's why, like I mean, it's like some of us don't, we don't think like that, but it's important when we're putting our books out into the world. I thought of you recently. I think of you a lot, obviously. Like you and I are soul sisters. We think about each other a lot. We've been in each other's worlds. Like I think we have conversations in the ethos that we don't know about. You guys know what I'm talking about. You have those friends that you think about, like you're constantly in conversation. So this book came across my desk, and well, my virtual desk. It came across my Kindle. And I knew I had to read it, and it was, it's something I'm going to write about in my next book. It's part of like the journey that I've been on the last couple of years, that people are like, would you just freaking talk about your journey already? I will. I will. I promise you I will. I'm just like finishing a few things. So,
The integration part.
the innovation part. Exactly. So I can tell the story, right? Everybody get that? And this book was so funny. So, and I won't go into tons of details, but let's put it this way. The title doesn't match what's in the book. And the author on every podcast, he's like, yeah, that's the name of the book, but it's not what I called it because it's not even true. And it's not what I named it, but it's what the publisher said would sell. So I think I love this guy. He's one of my mentors now. And every time I listen to him on a podcast, he says the exact same thing. He's like, that's not blame the publisher. That's not. So I think he's just such a great example. I do think it's a catchy title and it probably brings people in, but then he's got to explain it every time and say it's not even true. And then if you read the book, it's a little bit confusing. So having someone like you in their court to help make sure the message is in alignment with what they really meant to say and their brand, super powerful. So let's just jump in and talk about, so what to walk us through integration, impact, and income. What do those three different silos mean and how do they work together? If that's
Okay,
even hard
so
to ask.
the integration piece has to do with anyone who is writing any sort of personal story. So even though you have done this remarkable job of, you know, telling your professional stories, right? Then what was it with the belief zone? It was like a little peek into the personal side of Ursula and how she uses these same masterful magical principles in her personal life. And then we saw Up Level. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's really important when you're telling your story that you get time to integrate with it. And that sounds like a totally crazy thing to say, because how am I not integrated with my story? But if there are parts of your story that you haven't really hung out with in a long time, that have any sort of icky, sticky relationship,
triggering
stuff, right? Like the chances of you writing that book anyway are so small. And the chance of it being a good book that impacts people at the end, if you did accomplish that, are nil. I mean, I've just never seen that happen. And so part of the beauty of the writing process is that we get to put everything that's in our heads out on paper and then wrestle with it. We start mm-hmm. to see that, like, oh, delete that sentence. I don't actually believe that. Where did that come from? Oh, shoot. Do I believe that? Maybe that's why this is happening in my life. Suddenly we're not writing the chapter anymore, right? But writing is this opportunity. I love how Jordan Peterson says it, like, being in a story or writing a story is a way to let things die on a page, right? Mm-hmm. Like to let bad ideas or lies die, to let old stories that don't make sense inside the bigger narrative anymore, let them go, let them be resolved. And so for integration, I was just talking with someone this morning about this. How many times have we seen someone who hasn't done this work then become a speaker or a coach and create such a mess for the audience, for their readers, for their clients, because they haven't done their own work to get to a place where they can do it from a really safe place inside of themselves. Yeah. And so I really believe that writing is one of the most powerful ways to do that. So kudos to you for taking the time that you need to integrate, because it's going to make the finished product so much more powerful.
Yeah. Such a work in progress right here. And it's funny, like, it's not funny, but I thought of you again, because the book is like writing itself in my head and I'm taking notes. And of course, at some point, you know, Amanda and I are going to sit down so we can fight about it and figure out what needs to go on the page, because she pushes me and I appreciate that. What's that?
At a spa somewhere.
Yeah. Yes. So this will make you laugh. But, you know, I wrote the whole book called The Belief Zone. And now, like, in my next book, I'm completely wrestling with what I ever believed about anything and if belief even matters. So get ready for that. And I will say this, though. I think there's layers of that. I think there's layers where belief can be really helpful. And then there's layers where it doesn't really matter. It really doesn't matter. So anyway, more to come on that. So I agree with you. So, you know, obviously, let's say this too. Let's just, because someone out there right now is like, holy heck, I've got a mess and an S show right now. I totally messed this up. And that's not the intention here, because every single one of us has had a mess and a mess, right? That we've had to go clean up. And here's the truth. We attract people where we're at, right? So your clients evolve over time, just like you do. So whoever's in your world right now, it's perfect. That's where you're growing. They're growing. We're all evolving together. So there's no shame in the game. So for somebody who is listening, Amanda is like, I feel like I've messed it all up. What's maybe not, like, what advice would you give them about that?
It can always be repaired.
Yeah.
You know, and the way to repair is the same way to create a good book, which is, curiosity, vulnerability, telling the truth, recruiting allies, finding good mentors, you know, if it's content, I mean, that's how we met, right? I wasn't even thinking about an editing business when I met you. I was helping people to write well in an online writing instruction company. I just went to the wrong market, and you and a whole bunch of other entrepreneurs said, I don't really need you to show me how to write well. I need you to fix what I have been writing, because it doesn't make sense to me, or it's not landing with my audience, or, right?
Yes.
Messy stuff. So much time and sometimes tears put into these things.
We're not getting
the impact that you want them to get. So you know, things can be edited, second editions can be made, you
Third
know,
editions.
conversations can be had, and
apologies.
Apologies. Like, how many times? I mean, I don't know how many. I've lost count of the number of times that I've gone to a client and just said, well, that, you know, that didn't go as we planned. Let's figure it out. You know,
yeah.
I take responsibility for this part of the mess. Here's what I'm willing to do differently. And it's yeah. just, it becomes a growth opportunity for everybody. And you can bet your butt that they're going to be grateful for that later. And hopefully yeah. learn that vulnerability is the way to create that impact that they want to create.
So that's, so I want to tie that together. So we start with integration, which is being willing to do the work, look at your own stuff, deal with it. I think we're in a time where people are more transparent and vulnerable than ever, especially all over social media, sometimes more so than they need to be. We know a lot of things about a lot of people these days. And some of us, like me, I'm not as, you know, out there, but I, on the written page, on a book, I feel a little bit like I'm whispering to my friends versus yelling it from the mountaintop on social media, which isn't quite in alignment with who I am. So we do the integration work. We do the integration work because we want to make the impact. And what you're saying is we can make a greater impact once we've done the work and really make it the way we want to and help it land. And that, let's just be honest, it takes a team. It takes a team. It takes people like you giving us feedback. You know, it takes other readers. It takes people, clients, other people like reading the book and being like, that totally doesn't make sense. Or like, this part I would keep in, but what the heck are you doing over here? No, like that story maybe is your next book. Like, how many times have you had to say that to me and other clients? Like, that's for your next book. So how do we make impact? How do we move from that integration piece to impact? And what could that mean? Because I'm guessing it means different things for different clients of yours.
Yeah, well, I mean, the integration requires a level of truth telling with yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, I'm not sure about that belief. Oh, I have made a mess. I need to go clean up. Oh my gosh. This story is continuing to live in other parts of my life. Then you do that work, you clean all of that stuff up. And once that's done, it's much easier to tell these stories. And the storytelling itself is one of the most powerful ways to impact an audience, whether that's a reader or someone that you're speaking to from a stage or on a podcast. And so, you know, I think that as far as impact goes, you get to choose how you want to do that. I really believe that the people that I've worked with across time, you know, they'll sit down and say, all I want to do is write a book. And I can see how all of their past experience and education and expertise are likely going to call them to something else. But they don't know it yet. You know, they don't know the type of impact. Some of them are just so focused on personal, like, I just need to get this done. This is something that has been on my New Year's resolution list for 10 years now. Can I please get it done? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. But some people are writing for impact on an audience, mostly our entrepreneurs and our thought leaders, right? Like, you have an intention for that book. And one of the things that I would say is that that integration process allows you to be super clear about what your goals are, to let go of the ones that you realize, like, those were not my goals. I don't know what subscription right? I had to what belief system, but I actually don't want to do that with the rest of my career. I'm going to course correct and do it like this. But you don't really get those opportunities until you sit with yourself in the blank page and get to kind of wrestle with those goals. What's the purpose? What do I want people to do at the end of this book? How do I want them to feel when it's over? What's the action that I want them to take? And so getting crystal clear on all of that before you even start adds another level of power and intention and acceleration, really. I mean, people just move so much more quickly when they realize, oh, this is what I'm trying to accomplish. And this is how I'm going to do it in every single chapter. And this is how it'll be done across the book. And that's going to lead to what? Sometimes they don't know. I have clients right now who, I'm just going to write the book because I promise God. Okay. Do you want to speak? No. All right. Launches her book and she's got like a dozen speaking gigs. And I'm like, I mean, I don't know. What are you going to do with that? You know, impact. Like, if you say you want impact and the doors are opening, maybe that's a portal you want to step through. A threshold right. you want to cross. And maybe it's really good that you're still inside of a community that knows how to hold your hand through that.
Yeah, right. Which I know is a big part of what you do is building community and people that have been in your community for almost 2 decades. We can say that now. Mm-hmm. So we move from integration to impact, and we start to see, and I love the story of, yeah, like you're going to get pulled, things are just going to unfold. And you kind of like a book is an adventure. It's going to take you on a ride, and who knows where it's going to take you, right? And to be ready for that. And then ultimately it leads to income. So there's a lot to unpack there, but like, tell us about income with books. What can that look like?
Right. So let's have the real honest conversation first, which we always have with our people in our calls, initial calls. If you are, okay, with the caveat that you are celebrity level and already have tens of thousands, maybe millions of people who know your name, follow you, and will purchase your book on pre-order.
Prince Harry.
Yeah, Prince Harry, the Jack Canfields of the world, right? The Brendan Burchards, like these people who have been building an audience for a long time, they have a certain amount of ability to get a really nice size advance and maybe some help with the PR financially to make sure that all of those purchases come through and the traditional publisher makes its profits.
Yeah.
They can get a big advance and they get teeny tiny royalties on the other side. But the thing is that with most of these people, what people don't think about is that they're not really concerned about the actual royalties on the books. Like royalties on books are small. Even if you're self-published and you're getting all the profits, you're not going to make a living on book profits. And so that's one of the things, like one of the myths that we have to bust early. And so we do have people who come in and they say, well, I don't know how else I would make a career out of this. Like, and then we have to have the conversation, is it worth it? Because it's an investment to get a high quality product. Mm-hmm. And there are ways that you can cut corners and things that we can help you to figure out to keep the costs low. But if you want a high quality product, from the inspiration and the writing process all the way to publication, you're going to pay a pretty penny. And getting $5, even $10 back a book across time, it'll take a minute. So that's one of the things that brand awareness that I was talking about earlier is, fortunately, because you were my first client and I watched you do this so effectively, was like, the book is just the beginning for so many people, right? The book is a way of taking all of your amazing medicine expertise, all of this elixir that you have from the adventures that you've been on before, putting it into a book so other people can get a real transformational experience. And then if you've done it right, if it is that high quality product at the end, they're looking in the back for where do they find out more? What else are you doing? Are you writing more books? They want to go read them. Are you offering ways for them to get the content into their bones, coaching services, or are you a speaker? Can they follow you on YouTube? You know, all of these different places where you can begin to then monetize your message and make a really significant income.
Yeah. That is a tough one for people to navigate in the beginning. And yet for anyone, I just am such a believer that for anyone who's called to write a book, you know, you're called to write a book. Like you can feel the pull. Because you're not going to be the same afterwards. Like things are going to shift. And income, like if you do it right, like with someone like Amanda, you know, you can see the income streams that are possible. Like you help them see that and see where they could go with it. And exposure is a huge thing because not everybody writes a book. It's a process. Mm-hmm. You know, there were many times when I had to eat multiple chocolate chip cookies and drink extra coffee with Amanda at Panera Bread to get through the editing because I hated it. I hated that part. I still do. Like it's the worst part of what I do. And without her making me do it with her eagle eye expertise, I never would have done it. So like, I think for anyone who's tuning in, just to really like, listen, you know, am I being called to write a book?
Yeah.
And if you've even had it drop in your mind at any time, you probably are. You probably are. And then find, you know, either work with Amanda or find somebody that can help you do it. Because here's the thing, nothing happens in a vacuum. I heard so many people I want to write a book. Never did it until they hired Amanda or they got some help, right? You're just not going to do it alone. It's very, very rare. And even then it's like, do I write a manuscript first? Do I try to sell this book? Do I try to get a traditional publisher? Do I get a self-publisher? Do I get a hybrid publisher? Do I publish with Amanda, right? Like there's all these questions that you then have to answer. And so just, I mean, the invitation is just to follow the thread and see where it takes you. I mean, I'm like, if you would have told me when I was a kid that I would write 5 books, like that's a shock to me. And I know there's more books coming. And it's weird because I feel so, not disconnected, but I feel like it's, you know, you kind of forget the book writing process. It's like being pregnant for 9 months. Not everybody can relate to that. I get that. And then you kind of forget about it. You have the baby and you're like, oh, baby's so cute and it's good and it's done. And then you start the process again. It's like this, it's this whole thing. You think I'm never going to do it again. And then the downloads start to come and then you're forced to do it. Cause you know, if you don't, it's just going to be in your head forever. So just, it's like noticing that, but also like, and also for me, to your point, it's an incredible way to get the words out of the head onto the paper. And it's as much transformation for me as it is for the people that I'm so grateful ever pick up the book and read it. So all that to say, thank you, Amanda. And for those who are listening to really follow that. So you know, like we could talk for, it's already been 30 minutes, Amanda. What are some final things that you want to leave with our listeners before you tell them about how you help authors?
Well, you know, I've been having a few conversations today. So this is the thing that's kind of up for me right
now.
Is this conversation around the importance of safety, right? Mm. So what I love about you and your process from the moment I met you was this big question of like, how could we do it quickly and easily? Like how quickly and easily could we get this done, right? And it just like opened up these portals of what was possible. Mm. And then what would come up was all of the stuff underneath of all the reasons why I was like, oh, I don't know if I can do an event that big. Can I? Oh, what are all the reasons, right? All of those limiting beliefs and old stories that we have. And part of this process of figuring out how to get to that integration, the impact and eventually the income, as you know, is figuring out where the safety is for this message. You know, it might be that you need a partner. It might mean that you need some allies, a writing community. It might mean that you just need help getting that freaking outline put together so that you feel safe that you're not going to write and rewrite the same thing over and over again, end up on rabbit trails and lose all of your precious time that you could be out there making money. Like, why am I doing this? So, you know, safety, all of those different places, getting the family on board, getting them excited about what you're up to, asking them to play a part in, you know, how does the schedule work and all of those different things. So I would just say, ask yourself, like, what is it that doesn't feel safe for me to write this? If you are one of those people who've been thinking about it for a long time and you sit down and you get a headache and you can't remember the last time you sat down and wrote and deleted and rewrote the same sentence over and over again.
Yeah.
Ask about safety, because there's probably something in there. And if you're not sure, then head over to our Foreshadows page, because there's a bunch of free things that you can kind of start to explore some of those questions on your own.
How do you spell that?
Foreshadows. F-O-R-E shadows.
Got it. Okay. For F-O-R-E shadows page.com.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have that
playbystory.house/foreshadows.
We don't have that. I didn't have that in my notes.
I'll put it in your show notes.
Yeah. Make sure we get that in the show notes. Okay. I just want to be totally transparent. Like as you're saying that, that safety piece is exactly what's stopping me right now. Cause you know, it's a different, like I'm up to some other stuff and there's like, I don't know what's on the other side of it. And I don't know what's on the other side of me telling the story. And the journey that I've been on outside of my business for the last 2 years, like it's fear, safety, all the things. And so that's a great reminder. And I would say in the next couple months, we're going to have the conversation. So get ready. Get ready.
I should just, let's play this like Ursula would play this as my coach, right? So let's set a date for a plane ride.
Ooh.
Time.
I really want to go to Sedona. I think that's where, but then you don't have to fly there.
I don't have to fly. I'll meet you over there. 90 minutes.
All right. We'll look at that. Maybe like sometime in the spring, but it has to be around baseball because that's what's coming and that's my priority. But like, yes. Okay. We're meeting in Sedona, everyone. You're going to more to come on this story. So we might have to like, oh, this would be fun, Amanda. Like we might have to share my book writing experience with the community too. As we're doing it, like have a couple more shows. So for our listeners, if that would be interesting to you, if you'd like to follow my book writing story of the next book, which is going to be like me really puking my guts out, I'm just going to say like, it's going to be the hardest book I've ever written. Email me at contact@ursalink.co and just let me know. And like, if people are up for that, I'd be willing to do it. I'd be willing to record some of the yuck that goes into it. Cause I think people would like to see kind of the back end of how a book, you know, comes to life. And that would just be, it'd be fun kind of to build toward that. So.
Yeah. Okay. And to your point, it would be a way for you to build safety with an audience that already knows, loves, and trusts you to start to put a story out there that feels a little bit scary.
That's fair. Right?
Good example yeah. of how you can start to build safety in the space.
Right.
That you're already comfortable for the next yeah. thing. Build the bridge.
With your people. I like it. Oh my gosh, you guys, we could hang out. Amanda and I literally could talk for 5 days straight. So all of that though, it's a 30-minute show. Know that you can come back to the show notes in a moment. So Amanda, tell us about, so if someone's like, hey, I want Amanda to hold my hand and help me bring a book into the world, how would they do that?
Well, I would say head over to savebystory.house. Like I said, we're doing partnership from Inspiration to Impact now. On the write and save page, there's the content cocoon. And we'll just put that link in your show notes, Ursula. And that's really like, you know, 17, 18 years of refining this process. I can't make it better than that. Like predictable results on the writing getting done and also the integration work that needs mm-hmm. to happen along the way. It's this beautiful marriage of, you know, being in community, working on your own, working one-on-one with a writing partner, and just making sure that the finished product is something that you're really proud of. So,
okay. So that's, so more information, the content cocoon in there. Okay. Anything else you want to add or that we'll have in the show notes or that anything else you want people to know about or any other links?
Well, there's a content cocoon, but some people are like, ooh, a 12-month program. I'm not sure. I want to see if this is the right spot for me first. So like I said, go to those foreshadows and you'll get a good taste of kind of how we roll here and see if it's a fit. But you could also just do the first 30 days of the content cocoon, which is what I call the greatest messenger portal. And that's 30 days of kind of a group coaching with some video training in the background. So people can kind of see the whole journey ahead because Ursula, you know, you're like, I'm just going to write a manuscript and you don't really know what comes after that, right? You don't realize that you're going to be a writer and then an author and then a marketer and a salesperson and a publicist, like so much to the journey. So really trying to get people to see that whole picture of the writing and publishing journey, but also to kind of see what the clarity is around their message, their target audience, and more so what are their superpowers and the shadows that are going to try to keep them from writing so that they can get ahead of it, get some safety around it.
You know about those. All right. Awesome. Awesome. All right, everybody. We'll have all of that in the show notes. So if you're looking for someone to walk with, you can learn more about Amanda below. And of course I highly recommend her 5 books later, working on the 6th. Can't say enough great things. Amanda, as always, thanks for hanging out with us on the podcast. And looks like we'll be bringing you back this year because I made a commitment out into the world. So we'll see what that looks like. So thanks for being here.
That'll be fun. Thank you.
And to our listeners all over the world, we love you. If there's anything we can do for you, you can email us at ursula@ursalink.co or contact@ursalink.co, whatever's easier for you. And make this your most epic month yet. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursalink.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.